It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Millions watched last night as President Obama called on Congress to get moving on his effort to overhaul the country's health care system.
The time for bickering is over. The time for games has passed. Now is the season for action. Now is when we must bring the best ideas of both parties together and show the American people that we can still do what we were sent here to do. Now is the time to deliver on health care.
So that's some of what the president said. Now let's hear from you or from your neighbors. We sent reporters to watch the speech with three different groups around the country, and we begin with NPR's Jeff Brady in Denver.
Talk to just about anyone in the crowd of libertarians that meets every other Wednesday at an Irish pub in Denver, and they'll chew your ear off about how a huge federal government infringes on personal liberties. So it was no surprise that a Democratic president with a big health care proposal in the works wasn't going to find many fans here.
Why'd you fix that?
Yeah, fix that.
But this crowd was displeased even when Mr. Obama offered a nod to his former Republican opponent John McCain and praised his plan to offer low-cost insurance to people with pre-existing conditions. Amanda Tarisi is president of this social group called Liberty on the Rocks. She's mystified by the president's efforts to make it illegal for insurance companies to deny coverage because of pre-existing conditions.
But the idea is that it's health insurance. And the whole concept of insurance is that you get it before you become sick or before something happens to you. It'd be the equivalent of not having any car insurance, hitting a tree, and then calling Geico saying that you want to sign up. It doesn't make sense.
There was one point during President Obama's speech that had a few heads here nodding in affirmation. Mr. Obama offered a slight concession to those who've called for reforming medical malpractice laws. But even on that point, T.L. James of Conifer, Colorado, says he's skeptical the White House will make any real changes.
The tort lawyers form an important part of the Democratic power base, their funding base for their elections. There is no way that he's going to do anything that's going to turn them away from the Democratic Party.
In general, the small government advocates who came to this pub to watch the speech left with the same ideas they brought with them. Orrin Ray lives in the Denver suburb of Highlands Ranch.
I don't think the president has really changed anybody's mind tonight with his speech, to be honest with you.
Including yours.
Including me.
Folks here say what they want for health care isn't even being discussed. That's less government regulation and more competition so people have a variety of choices. One example, they say, would be to relax regulations and allow insurance companies to conduct business across state lines. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
I'm Greg Allen in Delray Beach, Florida. President Obama addressed senior citizens directly in his speech, and this is an area that's full of them. In the clubhouse at Vizcaya, a retirement community, four men and four women, all Medicare recipients, gathered to hear what the president had to say. They all liked the president's address, but afterwards, some, like Stan Schneier, still had questions.
The man is a brilliant speaker and everything, but I'm very skeptical about government. Everything he said, if it comes out, it's hunky-dory, it's rosy. But that's not the way things work in real life.
What are you worried that could happen with
I'm worried about what the cost of this plan will. He said it will cost nothing. So I'm a little skeptical about spending more and more money that our great-grandchildren will have to pay.
David Clifford is 66 years old and says he's experienced the problems of the healthcare system firsthand. He liked the president's proposal to begin pilot projects aimed at bringing down the cost of medical malpractice insurance and doing away with what the president called defensive medicine.
I, for instance, went to three different orthopedic surgeons a year or so ago, and they had to have two MRIs within a couple of weeks. And that's not an inexpensive procedure. It's very expensive. Did I need to? No. One was sufficient.
And why do you think they did that?
They're covering their bottom side.
While the president was talking, all the while Judy Goldstein was perched on a bar stool in the back of the room. When the evening began, there was no one in the room more critical of President Obama and his health care proposals. But she says what she heard surprised her. She says she was reassured by the forceful way the president dispelled myths about cuts to Medicare and the possibility the government would set up death panels.
I was listening to all the negative things, especially since I am a senior citizen. I said, oh, my God, they're going to put me to sleep.
You know, the way he puts it, it makes it sound like, well, who could ever believe these things? Yet it's not like, I mean, this stuff is out there and it has a lot of currency.
It is. And I've heard a lot about it, and I was believing it. I really was. And I don't consider myself stupid. But I was really believing it because I did not vote for him. A lot of things about him I didn't like. So I'm very glad that I heard this tonight.
One supporter of the president's health care plan summed it up. He talked to us like we're adults, he said. Now I'm hoping that Congress will behave like they're adults. Greg Allen, NPR News, Delray Beach, Florida.
I'm David Shaper in Schererville, Indiana, in the Union Strong northwest part of the state, just across the border from the president's hometown of Chicago. I gathered at Spike's Lakeside Inn 2 in Schererville, a bar and restaurant, with a group of people mostly supportive of the need for health care reform. 48-year-old Dan Merchek, a police officer in the Lake County Sheriff's Department, graded the president's speech high.
I thought it was a pretty good speech. It started off very strong, clear to point. I would say it's probably close to an A.
He made it clear that the plan was good for all Americans, whether they are already insured or whether they're not insured.
Electrician Frank Lennon of Highland, Indiana, says he liked most of what he heard in Mr. Obama's speech. But Lennon says while the president's promise to not increase the deficit sounds good...
No, there wasn't a whole lot of specifics. No.
But letter carrier Sharon Patterson, a single mother from nearby Lowell, Indiana, likes that the president's plan not only would cover everyone.
I like the idea of how he stated, okay, it's like driving a car. You're required to have, you know, insurance to drive. Well, the same thing. You'd be required to have health insurance.
And Amaya Wright, who was recently laid off from her job with the city of Gary, is also thrilled with the president's plan for covering those without health insurance.
And I think that that public option that he is creating and putting something there managed by a not-for-profit for that group, I think that is long overdue. And I say hallelujah that it's getting done.
And the president's speech did more than just elicit praise, raising some eyebrows in this supportive group.
I thought it was interesting that he threw out tort reform.
Judy Tarek works for the Lake Area United Way.
That to me was more... the president extending a hand across the aisle.
Tarek says she believes the president did a good job dispelling the myths and misinformation about his health care plan. Bottom line, Dan Merchek says, is that this group of Hoosiers believes the president made his case.
Matter of fact, I think he said something to the fact that he's not the first president, but he will be the last president. He's going to get this fixed. Now, those are pretty big words to say, and I'm sure there were some people shaking their heads on the other side of the aisle there. But this group believes in that, and I think a lot of Americans, and it's really not a Democrat or Republican thing.
After all, Merchek says, this president has already done something that many never thought possible in changing the longtime red state of Indiana blue. David Shaper, NPR News in Schererville, Indiana.